myself and I wasn't even muted. That's a trick. Well, hello. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Jenny and I'm a Christmas-aholic. I love Christmas. If you go out to the car park, no prizes for guessing which one is my car. And if it's dark when you go home, have a look at my car because I've actually got lights in there as well. Hi, how are you going? You do know my car, yep. And some people this morning actually went out to smell the tinsel on my car to make sure it was real proper tinsel. So there you go. I love Christmas so much. It got me thinking that a lot of the time people just think about Christmas as being the little baby Jesus and he stays nice and little, and Boxing Day you sort of go, yeah, okay, that's it. When it comes time to pack up the Christmas decorations, Jesus gets packed away and no one thinks about him at all for another 364 days. So I thought, well, actually Christmas is the beginning of a really great story that the whole Bible is working towards. So I thought that I would tell you what happened in the Bible using a Christmas tree. So Christmas trees are green, and that got me thinking, well, green, we kind of think of things growing and things that were made, and I started thinking, you know, right in the very beginning of the Bible, the very first verse in the Bible starts off and it says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created, so he made everything. So he made things. So I'm going to use green to remind us that God made the world. And he made the world all perfect and beautiful. And it was amazing and it was fantastic. But my tree's looking a little bit bare, isn't it? So I thought, I need to put decorations on my tree. So I thought, right, let's get these kind of decorations in. Let's see. I'll put one there and one there. And oh, let's put one there. There we go. My decorations are up on my tree. Oh, doesn't look very nice, does it? Who would ever put just black on a tree? That got me thinking. Black reminds us that we sinned. That sinning is the good things that we don't do as well as the bad things that we do do. We've sinned and we can't be friends with God anymore. That's really, really sad. In fact, in the Bible, it says in Romans chapter 3 verse 23, it says, all of us, not just the mums or not just the dads or not just the boys, all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. We can't measure up to God. We've spoilt his beautiful creation. That's really, really sad, isn't it? That's not a very happy Christmas message, but it doesn't stop there. You see, God sent Jesus to be our Savior. And one of the things that Jesus did was he died on the cross to show us he loves us this much. So he died, and the red reminds us that Jesus died for us. And in the Bible, once again, good place to go all the time. John chapter 3 verse 16 is probably the most well-known Bible verse, even for people who don't go to church. And it says, God loved the people of this world so much that he gave his one and only son so that everyone who has faith in him will have eternal life and never really die. Now, our bodies are going to get old and worn out and creaky and, yeah, all those horrible things. So our bodies will wear out, but the bit inside of us that's different to everyone else, if we're friends with God, that gets to live on forever. So Jesus died to take the punishment we deserve for all the bad things that we've done and all the good things we haven't done. And if we say sorry to God for all those things, the Bible actually says he will wash us all clean. A bit like when you have so much fun and your clothes reflect how much fun you had and your mum goes, oh, I'm going to have to put it in the washing machine to make it all clean. Jesus makes us all clean because he died for us. And we're reminded of that in the book, or it's a letter called 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, and it says anyone, not just mums, not just the dads, not just the uncles or the aunties, anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten and everything is made new. That's pretty cool. And, you know, if we choose to have Jesus take our punishment and say thank you to him, the Bible actually tells us that we become part of his family. And if God is king and we become part of God's family, that makes us royalty. That makes us like we're princes and princesses. How cool is that? And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5, which was one of the verses that Ethan read for us, says that God was kind and decided that Christ would choose us to be his own adopted children. So we have a mum and we have a dad, but here it's saying if we choose to have Jesus be the boss of our life because he took our punishment for us, we get to be adopted by God. That is so cool. So with Jesus as the king and him being in charge, that leaves me with one colour. What's missing from my tree? A star is missing from my tree. So I thought I'd put a star right at the top, and it's yellow to remind us, kind of like of a king's crown, but also it reminds us that God is king and that he's the king of everything, and we get to live forever with him in heaven if we choose him to be the boss of our life. So this little tiny weeny baby who was born, he grew up, he didn't do anything wrong, and he took the punishment, mums and dads, even for you, he took the punishment for everything that we have ever done. So that we have the choice to be made clean, to be part of God's family, and to be able to live forever with him in heaven. In fact, Jesus himself in John chapter 14 says a very famous passage. He was talking to his disciples and they were going, well, we're not really sure what's going on and what's going to happen. And, you know, big picture, we're not too sure, Jesus. And Jesus says, don't be worried. Have faith in God and have faith in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. I wouldn't tell you this unless it was true. I am going there to prepare a place for each of you. After I've done this, I'll come back and take you to be with me. Then we will be together. You know the way to the place where I'm going. So Jesus makes a promise that there's plenty of room in heaven for all of those people who take him to be the boss of their lives. Now, one of the things that I do every year since I was, well, a lot younger than what I am now, was my dad taught me a prayer. And I actually had a friend that used to be one of my Sunday school kids, and he is now in charge of a church up in Brisbane. And he messaged me yesterday and he said, what was the prayer that you taught us and that your dad taught us to say first thing on Christmas morning? Because Christmas morning's awesome. You want to jump out of bed and open presents. But this is a really good prayer that you can remember. The best present ever was God sending Jesus to make us clean. So what you do is you put your hands together like this. We're not going to do our funky one like we do on Sunday mornings. It's a bit hard. And you're going to use four sets of fingers. And it's really easy. You bring your pinkies up like this and you go, thank you, God. Then our next fingers are for sending Jesus. Then our tall men, middle fingers, to be my saviour. And then we finish off a prayer with amen is our pointers. So it's thank you, God, for sending Jesus to be my saviour. Amen. And that's a really good thing. And I still do it on Christmas morning. I get out of bed and the first thing I do is I put my hands together and I go, thank you, God, for sending Jesus to be my saviour. Amen. And then I feel like I can go and open my presents because I thank God for the best present ever. So we're going to do that now. So hands together and we're going to say it all together as well. So thank you, God, for sending Jesus to be my saviour. Amen. So mums and dads, you need to do this as well. All right. Everyone's a big kid at heart. Yep. Everyone can put their hands together. Are we ready? So we're going to say it all together out loud. Ready? Thank you, God, for sending Jesus to be my saviour. Amen. And I hope you can remember to do that first thing tomorrow. Now, when you go out, you get to make your own Christmas tree and you can decorate it however you want. So it's going to look kind of like this. It's got a ribbon on it so you can hang it on your tree. And on the back, I've just put a piece of paper that's laminated so you can't lose it, that talks about what the colours are. But you'll get a kit. The only thing, mums and dads, you will need will be some sticky tape to attach the ribbon. The star already has a glue dot on it so you can stick the star on. And you can put all the little coloured dots on it wherever you would like. So you can make your own Christmas tree to remind you that Christmas isn't just about a baby who was born. That baby grew up to be our saviour. So that's a good thing that you can remember. Okay, hope you have a happy Christmas. And I might just pull this down so we can see the screen better.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thank you, Jenny.